talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Anyway, here it is. Are you ready? How about that drum roll? Where's the drum? We don't have a drum roll, but we're gonna hear it anyway. We're gonna hear, but here it is.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Got top 7 answers on the board. We asked 100 married women, if you could change one part of your husband's body, what would it be? Joyce?
His penis. His penis. You were thinking it.
I was thinking what? I was thinking it. I wasn't thinking a damn thing. I don't know your husband, but I think he's having a rough day.
And now, while most young boys dream of being firemen, policemen, or ballplayers, all this little fella ever wanted was to be heard on the radio.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 21st of Rocktober.
I used to love Rocktober. Now I hate it, thanks to Muggs. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He has put a lot of stink into it.
He sure has, man. He's ruined it. What's going on? How's everybody doing? How's everybody living?
You know, large.
Like we do.
Okay.
Like we do.
Like you do. Lisa, yep. You catch up on Manhattan yet?
I did start watching it again. There's a lot of swinging going on that show.
Okay, but you're still not done, so I still can't talk
I'm
to you about
not
it. God
done.
Damn you to hell.
But I'm trying.
You know what it's like when you have one friend who watches a show and all you want to do is talk about it, but you can't because she's lame?
Yeah, but then there's the other side, which is that you ask her every 5 minutes if she's caught up.
Every day, once a day.
That's all I have. Gotta
watch Wapner. Need to watch Wapner. Have you watched it yet? Need to watch Wapner. Let's talk about it. Have you watched it yet? Have you watched it yet?
I'm just saying, Lisa's lameness is impacting my ability to have a good time. That's all I'm saying.
We don't want that to happen.
That's where I've got to draw the line. Hey, speaking of Lisa, I thought of you, Lisa, when I was getting the story together to get us started here this morning on this Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. You follow UberFacts on Twitter, right?
I do.
You've mentioned
I enjoy
them,
very much.
What's your sense of them? What are they all about? What's UberFacts deal?
Well, they do all kinds of things. I mean, they'll do historical facts, and then they'll do facts about the human body that you never knew, and facts about sociology. I mean, it runs the gamut.
Just interesting facts.
Yeah,
Kevin, how about you? You follow UberFacts?
Nope, because I don't find them interesting.
Well, here's a couple of examples from the last 24 hours. In 2011, a pair of managers from Domino's set fire to a Papa John's to boost their sales.
Interesting.
Nope.
A study found that people literally sitting outside a box came up with more ideas than those sitting inside the box.
Interesting.
Oh, God. I'm so bored.
And one more. Ellen DeGeneres once challenged Michelle Obama to a push-up contest and lost.
Not as interesting, but I like the first.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? I'm thinking of it. It reminds me a little of a waste of time.
The reason I bring all of this up is there's a fascinating article in the business magazine called Fast Company where they talk to the man behind UberFacts. He is 23 years old. His name is Chris Sanchez. He dropped out of SUNY College, which is the State University of New York, because he was making so much money with UberFacts that why go to college?
No kidding.
You want to guess what 23-year-old Chris Sanchez makes a year
for
running UberFacts?
How he would...
how does he monetize it?
Yeah, how does he get money?
Excellent question. He puts in a few sponsored links per day.
All right.
He has 7.2 million followers on the Twitter account. Tweets mostly what you've heard, but then he also has a few sponsored links a day, and he gets 0.01 to 0.03 cents a click. And you have a few sponsored links a day, a couple of 100,000 people click on it, it adds up, and the next thing you know, you have cash coming in.
What kind of cash do you have?
Well,
let's take a guess,
you
guys.
Yeah, right. Only quick college. I'm going to say like $3
million. $3
million? Yeah.
I'm going to say 200,000.
All right.
I wouldn't quit for 200,000.
999 billion.
Once again, good guess. Comes up with the best possible guess. Kevin is closer.
Really?
$500,000 a year for tweeting sponsored links. By the way, that's as of right now, but they continue to add new followers all the time, which makes them more and more valuable all the time. There's also an UberFax app, which brings in $60,000 a week.
What?
Now, I don't know. It's not clear in this recap of the article whether that's him as well. I would assume so. If he's the guy who started UberFax, that he's getting the money from the app too. And I assume that that's factored into his $500,000. But 60 grand a week from the app. He tweets 60 to 70 times a day, you guys. So it's very much a full-time job. This isn't something he does for an hour at night after dinner.
60 to 75 times.
So he's got to have a staff, but, right? He's got to have some people.
He must. He must have people who just... you know, dig through the internet just looking for things that, that you know, just like somebody writing questions for Jeopardy. That's just got to be his whole life is going down that rabbit hole looking for interesting facts.
Now, maybe they're all on Fiverr and it doesn't cost them much.
Could be.
That'd be a way to do it, right?
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah.
But, you know, every once in a while you'll hear a story and you'll think, I got to get me one of those internet jobs, because there are a lot of people out there who are making tremendous amounts of money on their own time, doing it from their own house.
Yeah.
There are a lot more people, though, out there that are losing money by trying to do that.
Maybe so.
I would guess.
But you see a 23-year-old who came up with this and is making $500,000 a year, and it does make you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's a dullness about you. There's a dullness about you.
Not for everyone, I suppose. By the way, just so you know, this is my favorite part of the whole article. Sanchez, like so many others when they join a social network, never imagined he would be making a living off of something that others do for free. I really just joined Twitter to follow Britney Spears. That's how he started out, and now look at him. He's a mogul.
That's awesome.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Beecher, shall we?
Well, I know what my decision is.
We are going to give away some tickets for Festival Supreme, which is...
Yeah!
This Saturday at the Shrine Expo Hall, you got your Tenacious D, your Cheech and Chong, Drunk History, Workaholics, a whole lot of stuff.
Pretty great.
It's a huge lineup, so we're going to give away some tickets for that today. We are going to talk to Craig Robinson. He's coming in.
I love Craig Wilson.
Lisa called him Craig Wilson.
In a very drunk moment.
At foolishness. We also have Tom Cavanaugh from The Flash. That's a new show on the CW.
Yeah, I love him.
We have weird OCD things. Which I'm sure Bean has some of, because you're semi-OCD, right? Or extremely OCD? Which one?
I don't think that I am, and I don't have Asperger's either, but you guys seem to want to pin all of those on me.
Sure.
I do eat at the same restaurants on the same day and have the same meal every week.
Right, so you don't
I don't know if that counts as OCD or
it's
not.
It's hard to know if that's OCD or Asperger's. It's hard to sort you out, Bean.
It could be both.
It could.
Though. 911 is a joke.
It sure is.
Good. We have some new Halloween songs for you. Mm-hmm. And the King of Mexico thinks that Emily Ratajkowski's nipples are weird.
And I reject that totally.
I do too.
He should just be happy he got to see him.
Agreed.
Right?
When did he become a critic?
Those of you
don't complain about nipples ever.
Yes.
Those of you that don't know her, she's the featured person in the Blurred Lines video. And that's a good deal right there.
And she's in the new Gone Girl movie. Yeah. And Dave says
it ruined it for me.
Took him right out of the movie, seeing her nipples.
That's nuts.
That's absurd, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll have to have a chat with him coming up this morning.
It's really like saying, I hate that $8 million house because the door is open.
Right.
Right? I mean, you couldn't find something more picky to complain about.
Yes, except for we've seen the door and it's beautiful.
The door is the best door ever.
Right. So there's no way that can happen. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:56.
And don't forget, once again, this morning at 9, we've got tickets for you to attend the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball with the band 30 Seconds to Mars. It's coming up October 30th, which I want to say is next Thursday at the Fonda Theater. Your only way in is to win your tickets from K-Rock. Details at K-Rock.com. Hi, Ralph Garman.
John Wick.
Yeah, right?
John Wick. That's all I'm saying. New movie. Keanu Reeves stars as an ex-hitman who comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that took everything from him. You do not want to tick off John Wick. Don't tick the wick.
Is that the slogan?
That should be the slogan of the movie. Really should be on the poster, but they don't listen to me. Want to see the movie? Why wouldn't you? Tonight at AMC Century City, we're going to have a special K-Rock screening of John Wick.
It's in theaters everywhere on October the 24th, but you, my friends, will see Wick before anyone else. Call me now, 1-800-520-1067. Three lucky callers will get a pair of tickets to see John Wick tonight. So don't call if you can't go tonight. Serious. Don't make me come over there.
Ralph will come over there, too.
I will come over
there.
That
is true. Call right now and we'll get right back to you.
No, that's not how it works at all, Kevin. Ryan Reynolds is, he's whatever you think he is. Sometimes he can be funny. Like they're talking about his firstborn with Blake Lively. And he was doing an interview and he said he doesn't want anything pretentious or Hollywoody when it comes to naming his child. So he said if they have a girl, it's going to be Excalibur Anaconda Reynolds. Which made me laugh.
Which is no weirder than some real Hollywood baby names.
Excalibur Anaconda Reynolds. What if it's a boy, they asked? Well, then it would be simply Bruce Jenner Reynolds. So, there you go. There's your answer. Charlie Sheen has split up with his fiancée, Brett Rossi, the porn star. They are going their separate ways.
I thought they were engaged.
They were engaged. Now they are splitting up.
It's Charlie Sheen.
They're getting unengaged. They're consciously unengaging. Charlie said he thinks he has to spend more time focusing on his children and less on a new relationship. Yeah, that sounds like why he's breaking up with her. That's the reason.
It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking.
Maybe he wants to concentrate on other porn stars.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, regardless of the reason behind the split, he is being very generous, according to insiders. He is letting her keep the $100,000 engagement ring, as well as all the clothing, handbags, other baubles and things he purchased for her over the course of their relationship. Well, what's he going to do? Steal all the stuff back from her?
He's Charlie Sheen, yes.
But he gives away that to porn stars he meets in restaurants. True. Just send her on her way with her big bag full of stuff and everyone will
be
happy.
He's famous for being financially generous.
Yes, exactly. It's as it should be. It should be like when you're a kid and you go to a birthday party and they give you like a little bag full of goodies, like a yo-yo's in
there. Gift bag, yeah.
You get like a gift bag at the end of the party. That's what this is for this girl. It's like a gift bag for being a Charlie Sheen's fiance for a while. And Tyra Banks has a new talk show.
All right!
Which will be out.
Yes!
Next fall.
Woo!
Apparently has already been picked up.
Do you guys remember how terrible she was?
Her talk show was god-awful.
Wow, that was bad.
But she's got a new one. And you know the latest trend in amongst the talk show, especially for the ladies during the day, is the fill-in-the-blank. So first we started with The View. Then we had The Talk.
Okay.
Then we had The Chew.
Right. Which I still haven't gotten over, but go ahead.
Now, and then there's The Real.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Oh, The Real. Yeah. The Real is sort of an urban version of The Talk and The View. They're on The Real.
Okay.
Well, Tyra's new show will also star Chrissy Teigen, fashion guru Joe Z, interior designer Lauren Mack, and do-it-yourself YouTube personality Lee Ashley, as well as Tyra Banks heading things up. And it will be called The Fab.
Okay.
The Fab.
The
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows.
The Fab.
You know how you can make that better? Immediately? Have her not be on it.
That's true.
It'd be fine.
I hope they revisit this, my favorite topic from her last daytime talk show.
I know there are five women on my stage, but between them, they have 10 vaginas.
I hope we get caught up with those ladies.
No, that's another show called The Vag. It'll be on CBS later that fall. Today's celebrity birthdays. Amber Rose. She's a special girl, that Amber Rose.
Is she a Belle, do you think?
I think she's Belle, yeah.
I think she's got a pretty face, but she certainly looks like an alien from outer space most of the time, doesn't she?
What the what? What the wiggity what?
Don't you think so?
No, I think she's hot.
Okay. Don't look at me. There's no picture coming into my head.
You're not getting
head.
An Amber Rose
no, there's
at all?
Nothing happening.
She's the one, she has a shaved head.
Okay.
And that amazing ass.
She's beautiful.
She's stunning. She's smoking hot and she's sexy as hell.
She's a weirdo.
Wiz Khalifa's ex. That's who I'm talking about.
All right.
And Kanye, too.
Doesn't mean
Kanye, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Amber Rose.
Yeah.
She's stunning.
Seems kind of fat.
She looks like an ant. Fat!
No,
fat.
Not.
What?
You're joking.
Yes, he is.
She's smoking hot!
Well, she got a bell.
Why do you think she looks like an alien, though?
But she just does. She just does weird things.
It's not okay that it's a reluctant bell, though.
It has
there needs to be some enthusiasm.
It has to be an enthusiastic bell.
All right, give me an hour to work that up, and I'll do better next time.
All right.
That's what he says to his wife. Give me an hour to work that up. I'll do better next time.
I promise.
Speaking of butts, Kim Kardashian, porn star Kim Kardashian, is 34 years old today.
I guess you got to give her a bell, too.
You do, I think.
Ken Watanabe is 55 years old today.
Oh, yeah.
Actress Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia herself, celebrates her 58th birthday. And William Zabka, Billy Zabka, 49 years old today. Billy Zabka.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Congratulations on your birthday,
Billy Zabka.
Billy Zabka?
That's right.
Who is that?
You know who that is, Kevin.
I may, but...
He was the bad guy in Karate Kid.
Ah. Okay. All right.
That's sweep the leg. Say.
All right. Sweep the leg. I got
sweep the leg, Johnny.
I got you.
Sweep the leg. I can beat him. Go sweep the leg. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show biz beat.
Actor Tom Cavanaugh on the program today. Also, Craig Robinson is going to be here, too. And we got tickets for you to go see Festival Supreme, which is going to be this weekend, which is really maybe the greatest comedy lineup of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
In terms of the number of great performers in one place at one time. It's a great, great lineup. Tickets are still on sale for that, but you can win them later this morning here on K-Rock.
So we are in October, and it is Halloween time.
It's not only October, Kevin. It's Rocktober.
He's right there. Again,
seriously.
Again, just a side note. If he can be that good, where has that guy been this whole time?
Exactly. Exactly.
I can't do Halloween, this.
Because it's the best Halloween song ever.
Yes, Bean, I can't do this because it's the best Halloween song ever.
But you see the response that we get from listeners. If you're being honest, what percentage is positive response to Halloween spooks from our listeners versus negative?
I don't know, because I get different response than you do.
You do?
I mean, people who don't like it.
Tell you.
Yeah.
Because you're their spokesperson.
And I imagine that people that do like it tell Bean.
Yeah.
So, and then there's the group that just likes it because it annoys me. And that's that's my favorite group.
That's probably 80%.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
Yeah, it's a dumb song. All right, so we're looking for new Halloween songs. And we've been asking people to send in Halloween songs. I think by far the leader... And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's Two Eyeballs.
Absolutely. It's a new standard. Are you kidding? We're going to be playing this one forever.
The K-Rock listener named, was it Michael? McCall? Michael?
McCall, yes.
Did this when he was 10 years old and sent it in.
Two Eyeballs. I saw.
Part. We had him on, and there's a part in the song where the dog doesn't have a head or something. We're like, what's wrong with you?
It's pretty dark. It's
Take
pretty
it
dark.
Easy.
I have that song on my iPhone, by the way. I have that in like regular playlist on my iPhone.
You can go to krock.com or the Kevin and Bean show, kevinandbean.com, and you can hear some of these songs. Like that one's up, Two Eyeballs. The Armenian Comedian is up.
Yes.
Along with a lot of other non-Halloween stuff like Travis Barker and some performances that we've had in the Red Bull Sound Space. The next one is Halloween Mercy. This might be my favorite. And for the same reason that I think you love Halloween Spooks, which is it's so bad it comes back around to being good. This is the parody of Kanye's Mercy, and it's called Halloween Mercy.
Halloween is here and it's the best day. Spiderwebs, creepy decorations, spooky cupcakes. Been working on my costume all year, and I can't wait. Gonna roll deep with my homies, get some candy.
I love it.
So that's a thing.
I love it.
Halloween Spooks, the remix, I think we're all down on, right?
Yes, it's terrible.
I feel like I'm going to have some kind of going into convulsions, and I'm going to have to be taken to the hospital if I listen to this more than 4 seconds.
Halloween Spooks, outside my window.
There's no way.
I can't even put into words why it's so bad, but it does whatever charm the original has, it zaps right out of it with that overly busy arrangement.
Then the Armenian comedian does Halloween in America.
It's Halloween in America. Everybody get around to be your own characters.
That may be the best song of all time.
What?
Not just Halloween, but best song of all time. Oh.
Doesn't it seem like Sam is one of those recording artists who has a great album and then sucks for 15 years and then comes back out of the blue with another masterpiece? And you're like, where was this? Don't you feel like Sam has been bad for so long that we've forgotten that he does know how to be good?
Wait, that was good?
That was good. Yes, that's okay. An example of him being good. Right?
I'm always fascinated by people like this and people that you see on American Idol that are terrible. What do they hear? I mean, do you think Sam
in their
goes
head?
Yeah, do you think Sam hears himself doing that and goes, yes?
Yes.
Absolutely. Sam
nailed
walked out
it.
The door, nailed absolutely. That was what was going through his mind when he walked out.
I don't like when you mix holidays. I'm not a big fan of that. So the next one is Jack and the Lanterns, and it's Halloween Carol.
Halloween, Halloween, you can't get away. Living Dead fill you with dread, your nightmare's here to stay. Crashing through your door with a chainsaw and an axe. Slasher with a knife in a William Shatner mask.
Yeah, I don't think
that's the best 4th of July Valentine song ever.
Yeah, I don't think we need any of that so much. Tom and Patrick sent in Wicked Chill.
A nightmarish dream.
This is awesome.
Make it scream.
If you're on drugs.
Monsters and spooky things. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the Flaming Lips listened to our show.
The next one is Rotten Musicians. And the name of this is Terrorific.
Die, die, die. This is a ninja cheerleader. But to us, you're just a big bird feeder. And we mean ass eat. Showing our teeth and wearing lots of good for the feast. So run the grandma down in South Beach. Is it the flesh mold? Does it seriously increase? Grandma comes at you with shaky kiss eyes. You're tonight's stroganoff dish.
That's not bad.
Okay. No,
like
it's not
that.
Bad at all.
It's pretty strong.
I think this is so fun because it's just nice to hear so much different new music, you know, on a topic. I really have enjoyed a lot of these entries.
Some new, some that I've never heard for sure. I don't know, Bean, if you've heard the last one that we have here, but it's Harry Belafonte.
Yes. This is his zombie song, right?
Zombie Jamboree.
Classic.
Bad.
Back to back, belly to belly, it's a zombie jamboree. One female zombie wouldn't behave. See how she jumping out at the grave. In one hand, a quarter rum. Other hand, she knocking from the drum. The lead singer start to make his rhyme. The zombies are racking their bones in time. One bystander had this to say. It was a pleasure to see the zombie take her way. And they're singing, back to back, belly to belly with don't give a damn. They've already gone back to back, belly to belly in the zombie jamboree.
So we've got that going for us.
It's not the highest quality version of that song I've ever heard, by the way, but he's pretty famous for those novelty calypso numbers.
Oh, is he? I didn't realize that. Well, you can send them to us, Kevin, at krock.com, Bean at krock.com. You can send them to you can Twitter, Facebook, however you want to. But we're looking for new Halloween classics. And
so far, so good. I think the kids are doing a great job.
Not bad. We do have some awful ones, but we do have some good ones. So send them in and we'll play them on the air.
This is Bean speaking. I am not a parent, although I sure would be a good one, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, you'd be great.
However, I am not above passing judgment on how other people raise their children, which I am going to do plenty of. And this week's edition of 911 is a joke.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking, go down.
911 calls sometimes bring us to some fascinating stories, and there are two in the news today that both involve parents making questionable decisions. Now, Kevin, you are a dad, so let me ask your opinion on how you would handle each of these situations as we hear the stories unfold. You're at the Arkansas Zoo, the Little Rock Zoo, in Arkansas, and your three-year-old somehow falls over a fence into the jaguar pit.
Oh, my God.
How does that even happen?
What's your move?
So jump in and rescue him
yeah.
or her?
Yes, that's what the move is, right?
Yeah,
the first thing. It's not like you think of 10 other things and then you get to I'll jump in. The first thought is how can I put myself between that jaguar and my child?
The first thought is I'm gonna die, but how can I put myself between the jaguar and my child?
Well, let's find out what happened.
Imagine trying to save your child helpless and surrounded by these massive felines. The quick thinking came in the nick of time for the 3-year-old boy. The father frantically throwing items at the jaguars to fend them off and zookeepers racing in to rescue him.
So what he did was...
What do you throw? What is there at a zoo that you can find? Rocks?
Popcorn?
I don't know. I don't know if he just starts grabbing people's purses or if he's... I don't know what he's doing, but he's throwing things into the pit to try to get the jaguar away from his kid.
A 3-year-old.
Yes. Well, aww. Three. He could probably defend himself. He'll be fine.
911. It's the Little Rock Zoo, and we have a child fallen in the jaguar exhibit. We need an ambulance.
Listen to these dramatic 911 calls. Zoo staff pleading for help after an Arkansas toddler fell over this railing seen here into an enclosure with the deadly predators at the Little Rock Zoo.
We need somebody over here at the Little Rock Zoo. We had a baby that fell in the enclosure.
According to a police report, the child standing on a railing above the pit, positioned between his father and grandfather, slipping over 15 feet into the exhibit, right in front of two adult jaguars.
So he's in there with the...
Yes. It's not good.
No, it's not good at all.
It's not good.
He is standing between his grandfather and his dad.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe they were talking or they didn't pay attention.
They looked away.
They probably put him up there. If he's three, they probably put him up there.
So
he could
God.
See.
Yeah.
Yes, I bet that's what happened. They did eventually get zoo workers in there with fire extinguishers that were able to push the cats away. They were able to scoop up the kid who had at one point his head in the jaguar's mouth, by the way.
Oh, my God.
He's going to be fine. They took him to the hospital. He's totally fine. He had some, cuts and scratches and everything, he's going to be fine. But I do hope that for the rest of the father's life, every time he tells that story, I hope somebody says, hey, why not a little more help for your son?
So your move is to throw things.
Right, exactly.
That's what you're going to do.
All right, so that's thing one, and I think we're all on agreement for that one. Yeah. Here's thing two on this week's 911 is a joke. This is a school trip. They're on an actual big yellow school bus, and I don't know what the sporting event was that they were going, or field trip or whatever it is, but they've got a bus driver who's taking them from Salt Lake City to Provo, and the bus driver starts driving super erratically. Weaving in and out, almost hitting cars, the driver is impaired, something's going
on.
What do you do if you're one of the adults on that bus, Kevin?
I would go up and take the wheel.
Try to take the wheel, yeah.
No, you call 911 to report it.
Wow.
That's what you do.
Your bus is hurling down the highway?
Hey, I don't know how long it's going to take you to get here, but we got trouble.
Yes, that's exactly what this mom did.
Yes, we're in Salt Lake City. We're just passing 33rd South. We're in a school bus, a Davis District school bus. And we are concerned with our bus driver. Can an officer follow behind her for a while?
Now, I want somebody to explain to me how your thought process is if you're on the bus and you're concerned that you call 911 to get a police officer to come
and
out instead of talking to the driver.
And she specifies that she doesn't want to just pull the bus driver over, but follow for a while.
Right.
That's a
What's
terrible
going
idea.
On in this lady's head?
Wow.
Anyone?
I have no idea.
Got no idea.
That's nuts.
See if he agrees with her driving because she can't stay in the lane. She's crossing the double lines, and the adults are getting scared.
Now, are you on the bus?
Yes.
Okay.
We're coming up to the 45th South exit right now.
Okay.
And we're driving to Provo, so we have a long ways to go with this lady, and we're not feeling secure. But we just want an officer just to kind of watch, and if he feels like it's not safe, to do whatever he needs to do.
How about that?
Wow, that's quite a plan of action.
It's way hands off with this lady. And by the way, I didn't make this call.
Exactly. She does want to remain anonymous. And by the way, this is not passive aggressive. This is just passive, right?
Yeah.
This is somebody who's just decided she doesn't want to get involved. Do you mind? Can we play just a little bit more? I know
sure.
We're running out of time.
But we're nervous. I mean,
hang on just a second for me, okay?
See, she's back in the middle of the lane again.
I don't get scared very easy, but my heart is pounding.
It looks like there's somebody following the same bus that you're on, and he's calling it in, too, so.
Yeah, it is freaking scary, and we've got 76 people on this bus.
76 people, and nobody's going up to the driver. And by the way, this is a very heavily edited version of a call that took 10 minutes. No time in that 10 minutes does the 911 operator say, hey, lady, go talk to the bus driver and ask her to pull over. Yeah, that's crazy.
She just seems to be taking her time, too.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we're getting a little bit worried. We've been talking, and it seems to us like, do something.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
So I think we're all in agreement that these parents are not really put the best interest of the kids in, first place here, right?
That's
correct.
A problem.
Great calls, bad parents on this edition of 911 is a joke.
To get up, get down. 911 is joking. Go down.
Why are we forced to work with so many people who are so wrong all of the time, Kevin?
I don't know. I really don't know. Very upset by this.
I'm very upset by this, too. All right. The topic on the table is the model, now actress, Emily Ratajkowski, who is the beautiful girl that we've all seen because she starred in the Blurred Lines video. She was one of the topless models, the featured topless model in the Blurred Lines video, who's just gorgeous. She's been in GQ. She's been in all sorts of stuff.
I knew we were going to talk about this today, so I went yesterday, probably 100 times I watched that Blurred Lines
research
video.
Yeah. Research,
thank
yeah
you for that, Kevin. That's very, you're very dedicated
thank
to the
you
show. I appreciate
as did
that.
I, Kevin. As did I.
All right. So that's the voice of Dave, the King of Mexico. That's also the voice, a rare in-studio appearance, our friend Casey, whose job it is to sit in the dungeon, the basement here at K-Rock, and have her finger on the button in case anybody says a bad word. So she's in here because she and I were chatting the other day. And she said, yeah, I went to see that Gone Girl, and Emily Ratajkowski ruined it for me. And I'm thinking, well, she's a new actress. Maybe she bit off a role that was more than, you know, she could chew. She wasn't ready for it. And she's like, no, it was her nipples.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, so first of all, seen them.
You have not seen them in
Love
Gone Girl.
Having said that, Bean and I, neither of us have seen Gone Girl.
Have not seen the movie. Right. And then I thought Casey was just being crazy. She's just being bitchy. She's just being jealous and petty because Emily's nipples must be better than hers. And then Dave goes to the movie this weekend and he says, hate to say it, Casey was right. Those nipples, man, they pulled me out of the movie.
Yes.
And I can't for the life of me imagine what the hell you're talking about. So, Casey, please explain.
Okay, yeah. Blurred Lines video. She looks great. I'm guessing they were in a cold room. So you you get to Gone Girl, and she has these like weird big puffy nipples, and you see them from the side, and they just don't look like attractive boobs.
That's not possible.
It is. I'm watching the movie. I'm sitting there with my boyfriend. Right at the second that we see her topless, we both look at each other with just a strange look on our face, like, what are we looking at?
Did you have a similar response?
Well, I had a similar response to you when she told me about the boobs. I was like, how dare you? She's perfect. And then watching the movie, stupid Casey ruined it for me, because as soon as that scene happens, I'm like, damn it, Casey's right.
Yes.
There's these weird, puffy, giant saucers that look like frosted cookies.
Wait.
What? Just like, you're like, come on!
What could have happened?
I don't know! I don't have boobs that, you know,
you do.
Know.
First of all, you do.
They needed a cold room and a nipple fluffer.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. They just
By the way, if anyone else has seen Gone Girl,
it was like because stupid Casey
ruined
the movie.
Please call us if you have an opinion for or against what these idiots are saying here at 1-800-520-1067. Because look, cold room, warm room. Her nipples aren't going to change shape. They're not going to go from one kind of nipples to another kind of. There's no way they could be that much different from the Blurred Lines video to what you're talking about in Gone Girl. It's not possible.
You are wrong, sir.
I sort of have a boner.
Yeah. Was she in an accident? Was there a fire?
I don't know.
Is it just that it's on the big screen?
No. Maybe she just got a lot of action, you know, in that area. So I don't know.
Well, it doesn't deform your nipples just because you're using them a lot.
It can.
It deforms Dave's nipples.
Are you saying they were deformed?
I don't know what happened.
They're not deformed. They're just weird and puffy and kind of pointy, but not in a nipple pointy way, in the full, like, I don't know.
You know when you use puffy paint, Lisa?
No,
yeah,
I mean, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah. All right, but let me ask Casey this question. Then we're going to go to John on line one here in a minute. But let me ask Casey this question, because what about girl pal? What about supporting the other girls in the world? And not all nipples look alike. You know there are different kinds of nipples. There are girls who have bigger nipples. There are girls who have inverted nipples.
But
it doesn't mean they're ugly or not sexy just because they're different.
We've seen them look good.
So you're comparing.
They did not.
So you're comparing her in Gone Girl to her in Blurred Lines.
Yes, I'm not comparing her to somebody else.
So
it's her and her.
If you've seen her in Blurred Lines, you'd be fine with it?
No, if you.
No, you'd just be like, they're weird.
Yeah. Oh, poor girl. She has sad nipples.
Like, really, we are just picking women apart.
Don't get us wrong.
Don't get me wrong. She's hot and she's gorgeous.
God, she's hot.
Yes.
Playboy hot.
But. I don't know what's up in this movie. I don't know if it's the Ben Affleck effect or something.
You hold on. Let's
I like
go.
Being right.
Let's go to John in Alhambra. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Hi.
Help us.
Did you see Gone Girl?
Yes, I did.
All right. Please explain. What's your reaction to what you're hearing on your radio?
I don't know what they're talking about, but they were spectacular.
They what? They what?
They were spectacular.
Spectacular.
Not the boobs. Not the boobs, John.
Right.
The nipples.
Yep.
I didn't see anything wrong with them.
Spectacular.
You are
fantastic. All right. Good. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Marcy. How about that? Let's get a lady's opinion. She's in Buena Park. She's on line three.
Hey, Marcy.
Hi.
Help us, please.
Well, we're all talking about him, right? So I honestly, it made me need to Google, like, who is this nipple girl?
Right. And do some research.
But, wait, have you seen the movie?
Absolutely. Read the book, saw the movie. The nipples were definitely top five most memorable moments.
There you go.
Well, hold on. Be memorable and still be bad.
Yeah. Were they puffy? Yes or no?
Absolutely puffiest nipples you've ever seen.
Thank you.
See.
That's what we're talking about.
Were they good or were they bad?
Marcy says they're good, but what we're saying is they're puffy, and she agrees with us.
All nipples are good.
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay, but
so she's
but
Marcy. So Marcy's with us.
No, she's not.
No,
she
likes them, but she's agreeing that they're puffy.
She's agreeing that they're weird and unusual.
And
I think Marcy is with them.
Yes.
Marcy, did you see the Blurred Lines video also? And what's your explanation as to why they look so different from one thing to the other?
My explanation was that there was never a close-up that I remember in the Blurred Lines video.
So you think we were just seeing them from a distance?
Maybe I need to do some more research.
You know what? That may be because they're really close up. You know, but in the Blurred Lines video, they look good and they look fine. You know.
All right. Thank you for the call, Marcy. We appreciate it. Let's do one more. Let's get another woman on. Let's make it Jennifer this time. She's in Orange. Let's see if she's, as Lisa pointed out, just another woman who's tearing down other girls for just being normal. Let's find out what's going on with Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, those were the puffiest, most disgusting nipples I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
What is happening?
And maybe if her boobs weren't so small, it wouldn't have looked as bad. But her nipples took up half of her boobs.
All right, beer mug, that's enough. Jennifer, you're a terrible person. But thank you for listening and thank you for calling. Isaac writes in, gouge Dave's eyes out. He doesn't deserve to ever see again. Her nipples looked great. There's nothing wrong with them in the movie. Hashtag kill him. So he's not overreacting, right?
I don't think so.
Trash would be the worst thing if Dave died, though.
Right. I mean, you're right.
So I don't think it's an overreaction.
Okay. I would miss Dave. I consider Dave.
Because he's the only guy here on the show who likes you. That's
why
you would miss him.
We boys.
He's the only guy on the show that pretends to like him.
No, I think Dave actually does like him, which, again, is a reason maybe why he should be.
But he's so wrong on this Emily Ratajkowski.
He's wrong on liking you, too. And he's also wrong on he was on the wrong side of Angelina Jolie, remember?
Yeah, his taste in girls is crazy, and the little things that drive him nuts.
Yeah, he's been on the wrong side of history for a long time now.
Wrong man.
Ralph is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
The world got a little crappier yesterday when Taylor Swift released the second single from her new album, 1989.
How dare you?
It's called Welcome to New York, and it is crap.
It's not a surprise.
This is her all-pop album, by the way, as opposed to her other albums that were all pop. This one is all pop, though, because now she's all poppy.
Right.
And here's her second all-pop song called Welcome to New York. Here's a little taste of this craptastic song. When we first dropped our bags on apartment floors, took our broken hearts, put Wow. That's a fresh take on New York City. And by the way, Taylor is now running out of melodies for herself. I mean, here's Taylor Swift with her new song, and then remember that other song? Her big hit is
Shake It Off?
No, no.
Never Getting Back Together?
No, her first one. You belonged with me. You belong with me. Remember that?
Sure.
You belong with me.
Sort of. I don't really know her music.
It was a big hit.
Yeah.
So here are those two back to back. That's a new one. That's the new song.
Right.
Here's the other one.
So why can't you see you belong with me?
Yeah, she out.
Even the lyrics.
She out.
Wow. She's
she
the
ran
devil.
Out of crap.
She's the devil. That's it.
She's the worst. I look forward to reporting her obituary. I think that it's about time we gave porn star Kim Kardashian her due. It is her birthday, after all. And I don't know what she's got. I don't know what value she has. But fascinating document that came to light this week. It is a contract regarding a personal appearance.
Oh, I love these.
She gets a first-class airline tickets. Hotel rooms. This wasn't a demand. This was an arrangement. This was an actual deal she had with someone for a personal appearance. First class airline tickets, 5-star hotel rooms for her and her entourage, ground transportation, a glamour fee. I don't even know what that is.
What's a glamour fee?
She gets one.
You mean like makeup and hair and stuff?
I guess.
Huh.
And $1 million to appear somewhere. Look, you can say what you want about her, but anyone who can make that deal for themselves has something going on.
Yeah, I agree.
Her sister, Kendall, $500,000 for it to show up somewhere.
Wow.
It's madness.
That's crazy.
Who is paying her $1 million to be anywhere?
It's Kim Kardashian West.
I'm sorry, Kim Kardashian West. Maybe her her daughter should pay her $1 million to show up and be her mom so she wouldn't leave her behind in hotels. And this is great news for all the bronies. My Little Pony, the movie. Yeah.
Not even the kids like that.
Come on, My Little Pony, the movie.
Nope.
My Little Pony is going to be a major motion picture out in 2017. Just been announced by Hasbro. So the bronies are very excited.
Hey, Ruff, is My Little Pony undergoing some sort of major resurgence right now? Is that why this news is coming out?
Well, it's been very popular for a couple years now.
It's been around for a long, long time.
Well,
right?
The character as a toy has been around since 1983, but there's been a new
real upswing, right?
A brand new animated series on for about the past 3 years.
Oh,
now.
I see. Okay,
that's very popular.
Friendship
is Magic is right. The name of this new animated series.
Yeah, we've talked to some bronies on the show.
Yes.
I was in a Walgreens yesterday, I think it was, and I was really surprised. You know, they got the Christmas toy aisle up and running already, of course, because it's the middle of October. And there were tons of My Little Pony toys. I mean, more than I had ever seen before.
How many did you get?
I have them all. I get them set directly.
Bean's a brony.
That's what I'm saying.
By the way, you know, there's female fans, too, called the Pegasisters. Bronies and Pegasisters.
Okay. All right.
Because of
so
Pegasus.
This movie's big news for them.
Pegasus is a winged horse, of course.
Sure.
So the Pegasisters and the Bronies.
Bean's a brony, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of holes drilled in those My Little Pony dolls. Today's celebrity
birthday.
Having
said that, I've never seen even 1 second of the show.
Oh, don't lie.
Amber Rose is 31 years old today.
Woo! Better.
Better.
Porn star Kim Kardashian is 34. Ken Watanabe's 55 years old today. Actress Carrie Fisher turns 58. And actor William Zabka. Sweep the leg, Johnny!
Sweep the leg.
Turns 49 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You too on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 7:09.
Surprised you didn't hang up on that song, Kevin.
How dare you?
He let it play all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Hey, keep on listening all week long here on K-Rock. We are hooking you up with tickets to the K-Rock Halloween Costume Ball. 30 Seconds to Mars is the featured entertainment this year. It's going to be Thursday, October 30th at the Fonda Theater. The only way in is to win your tickets from good old K-Rock. We've got them for you every hour from 9 till 5 weekdays, and you can win some at krock.com.
Ralph, tell us about James Spader.
James Spader, according to sources on the set of The Blacklist, is a little OCD when it comes to watching other people eat. And so they have on the set of any TV or movie show, they've got a section they call craft services, which is where all the snacks and stuff are, where you go through the course of your day and you want to pick me up, you go over and get a granola bar or a cup of coffee or something, go over to the craft services table. And they say over at the craft services table, when he comes, you have to turn your back to him while you're eating because he can't stand to see anyone else eat. So those are the marching orders there over the Blacklist. You must turn your back when you're at craft services table so James Spader doesn't see you eat.
What? Don't you think? Wow. First of all, that
OCD about seeing people eat.
That bothers him that much.
Yes.
Don't you think there's another way to get to the set, though? They have to put the food right between him and the set.
Well, he probably wants food sometimes, too, so it has to be near him so he can walk over and get a snack. He probably has no problem with himself eating, I would assume, because he still is alive.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but he doesn't like to watch other people eat, so you have to turn your back. You have to put your back between the food and James.
But how do you think that works out in the real world? He can get away with that on craft services where he's a heavyweight, but what about when he goes to a restaurant? I wonder.
I wonder if he goes to a restaurant. That would seem like a nightmare.
Because there are going to be people eating.
He probably has them throw a tablecloth over his head while he's there at the table amongst him and his party that eats in a tent.
I wonder how he feels when he eats with, I mean, he must occasionally get together with actual friends and or family. I wonder if he has problems watching those people eat or if it's just strangers.
It may be strangers. It may be people he doesn't know.
One of the writers that worked with him said, this stuff keeps him up at night. He can dig his heels in. Conversations can be very frustrating.
Hmm. The thing about OCD, and I don't know very much about it.
You know a lot about it.
Miles away from anything related to this.
Yeah, definitely Denny's Day. Yeah,
it's the opposite
of Denny's.
My whole world. But the thing about OCD is it can be very restrictive, and it can you can feel like you can't break that routine, or you have to have a system, or you have to have things in place. And as I understand it, there are ways that you can. Some people can work through some of those and beating those, but for a lot of people, they're just trapped in it.
All third person.
Yeah.
As I understand,
the people who have it,
those
I don't know.
People
whoever may have a problem with that. Oh, what day is it? Is it IHOP day? William O, I'm sweating.
It is IHOP day, actually. We were talking about this off the air the other day, and Christina, associate producer Christina, is talking about how when she eats candy, she said, just told me this, when she eats candy, she has to eat two pieces instead of one. She can't just eat one piece. It has to be two pieces, and they have to be the same color.
Really?
Now, I don't know what happens to her if she doesn't do any of those things. Does she explode?
Same
what happens?
Thing that happens to you when you don't go to Denny's on Tuesdays.
We thought it might be interesting. Ralph, you brought up yesterday when we were talking about the James Spader story. Our listeners probably have lots of crazy OCD things that their rituals
yeah,
that they're...
all effed up.
Well, let me ask you guys a question because I don't understand OCD.
So let me give out the number real quick. It's 1-800-520-1067 if you got one you want to share.
I have to give out the number. OCD about the number. I have to give out the number.
Well, it's easier to get calls that way.
Here's what I don't understand. Can you have one thing like James Spader and watching people eat? Like,
yeah,
maybe
nothing, one thing.
Nothing else bothers him. He's not OCD in any other part of his
life. A
lot
of people just have one thing.
And it just drives him crazy. Wow, that's...
Although yesterday, think you have an inclination. I think you have a tendency towards that sort of picayune BS like some people we know. But...
Ralph, you're
why is everyone looking at me?
But I think people can have one thing. Like, for example, my wife, she is fixated on things in the refrigerator. Bottles, cans, anything with a label has to be turned out to you. So when you open the door, all of the labels are facing out to the person in the fridge.
Do you ever turn them around on purpose to
I don't,
face the back
I don't,
of the
because
fridge?
Because why do I want to stick the hornet's nest poke the hornet's nest with a stick?
Fun.
Why would I want to do that?
Party?
No, it's not fun.
It's not fun.
Happy wife, happy life. You don't want to. You don't really want to mess with that. And God forbid you put a six pack of something in the fridge with the cardboard wrapper
sure.
still on it, you know, or the rings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! Everything must be separated and all the cans must be turned.
And that's the only thing that...
Well, she's
got a few others.
She's a little more organized and neat-nick sort of. She leans that way. versus me, who has a more sort of relaxed attitude about right. that kind of stuff. But that's the one major thing, is that she can't have that happen.
Is she fridge only, or does that extend to the pantry as well?
The pantry seems to be okay. The fridge is the specifically
Isn't that
the
interesting?
Where there's the
fridge is thinking, oh, God, here she comes.
we're going to be here for 20 minutes while she straightens labels.
Now, Bean, you can only write with blue pens.
That's true.
For God's sakes. That's right.
So true.
I forgot about
that's very OCD.
Mentally ill.
Like, you won't.
Somebody get me a blue pen.
I need a blue pen. I can't write with black.
I can't write with black.
Black.
Here's what I think the difference is. I think James Spader is not just bothered by it, but literally has to have other people change their behavior because he can't take it.
Right.
That's that level of, if
that's
you hand
Bean, that's
Bean. If
level.
You hand Bean a black pen, literally, he can't write with it.
He right. throws it.
But most of the time, yeah.
It does wig me out.
He's mentally ill.
With my back against the wall, though, I've done it. I've fought through the pain, and I've done it.
Wow, you're a true hero.
I'm a gas station boy who can't leave an uneven number.
Oh, that's
on the price of the gas.
Bean has to make sure that his gas costs.
Talking about me.
Well, a surprise.
Because you're loaded with them. Who knew?
I want to go to some of these calls. We've got some great calls on the line, but let me ask you guys quick if you know, because I've done no research on this. What causes it? What causes people to fixate on some of those details?
Insanity?
Yeah. Assholery?
Asperger's is a condition on the autistic spectrum which makes it difficult for a person to make connections with other people.
Can we take one before the sure. break and make it Hugo, please? He's in Whittier and he's on line one.
Hi, Hugo.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What is your OCD thing?
Whenever I'm about to get in the car and the song isn't over, I have to wait until the song is over to get out.
So even if you're late for work, let's say, if you pull into the parking lot and the song just started, you have to sit there until that song ends, and then you're fine.
It's weird. Or if the radio is playing, I have to, like fade it out like a DJ. I don't know. It's something I do.
You have to turn it down gradually.
Hugo,
you have to give yourself the time and temperature, too, before you go.
Hey, I'm Hugo. I'm getting out of my car now. Oh, my gosh. I'm 5 minutes late for work. All right. Thanks so much.
What is it you think will happen if you turn off a song in the middle?
I don't know. It's like this gradual, because the song has a gradual ending. Mm-hmm. I don't like abrupt things. Like,
sure.
If a song does end suddenly, you're unfamiliar with it, and it catches you by surprise and it ends, and then the next song begins suddenly, and now that's on your radio, it's 2 seconds in, do you still have to wait for the whole song to play?
No, usually I'll just fade it out, because I'm like, no, I can't.
Fade it out, that's so bizarre.
All right, Hugo, we'll fade our voices out right now on your phone, so it's not too abrupt.
Wow.
Thank you for the call. We'll take some more calls. 1-800-520-1067. Wow, a lot of our listeners are really honked up, you guys. We'll talk to them next on K-Rock. Courtney writes into the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, I used to have to touch all of the dining room chairs before I could leave the room. Now I count all steps and switches. Jennifer writes in, I have to split my food in the middle of my mouth and chew equal amounts on both sides of my mouth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, these people should be taken out.
But, Ralph, don't you get the feeling that
we don't want
to
pass these traits on to another generation.
Don't you get the feeling that we could take calls for 3 hours and they would just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming?
Imagine how light traffic's going to be when we take all these people out.
Let me ask you guys this, because the ones that are coming in on social media, I mentioned Jennifer and Courtney, here's Alicia. The calls on the phone, there's a Heather, an Allie, a Becky, a Marlene, a Rachel, a Christina. Is it mostly a female thing?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know. You're a male. I'm not
saying there aren't some exceptions, but I'm saying it's crazy how overwhelming this topic is on girls calling, or maybe they just like to brag about it. I don't know. Let's go to Heather in Fullerton. She's on line one. She has one of the craziest ones on the phones.
Hey, Heather.
Hey. I like to eat my M&Ms by color.
So you start with one color. What is it?
Well, actually, I pour them in my hand, and then I separate them, by color, so mm-hmm. they're in little groups.
Right.
And then I eat each one. Or each pair with another color. So, I'll eat yellow with orange and red
sure.
with blue.
Of course.
Don't we all do that?
Yeah. That's perfectly normal, Heather.
No, we don't, Heather. I'm just kidding. We don't do that.
No.
They all taste the same, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so that's not the reason you're doing it.
Why do you do this, Heather?
I, I don't know. I don't really know why.
Stop it.
Kind of started.
Okay, stop doing that.
Here's the important question. If I were to be there and I were to give you M&Ms and say, just pop them all and just put them in your mouth and eat them, could you do it?
Oh, yeah, I could.
You could, okay.
But I prefer, like, it's kind of a little more relaxing and enjoyable for me if I do it, like, in my way.
Sure, right.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, is that really that much different than somebody who has a preference on how they eat their Oreos, whether they break them apart or, you know,
I don't think that's really OCD.
I think it's a more extreme version of it.
Sure, it's a difference. Because with an Oreo, you're eating different things. You're eating cream or cookie. I mean, there's an actual difference. There's no difference between these M&Ms. No matter what the color is, there's no difference whatsoever.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. All right, let's go to Allie. She's online, too. She has one that I imagine is pretty easy to avoid in real life. She's in Tarzana. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, Allie. What's going on with you?
Actually, I'm a dude.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I apologize. You're a she.
That's what the M stands for, I guess, after Allie would be male.
What is your OCD thing?
Really quick, Fire Dave, by the way.
Fire Dave, okay,
absolutely.
Yeah, my OCD thing is I cannot stand watching people play air hockey.
What?
The sound of that puck hitting the table just creeps me out to my core. Just thinking, oh. Just thinking about it right now.
Really?
I don't know why. I do not know why.
You're effed up.
You have.
I agree.
You're the one that has this. We knew we'd find one guy who just had one thing, and you're that guy.
I can play it fine, but I cannot.
It makes the same sound when you play it.
I don't know why. I'm not focused on the noise when I'm playing. I'm more focused on the puck, trying to prevent it from going in. But just watching people play, I do not know why.
You are pucked up.
I think Ralph's right. You need to take yourself out.
Yeah.
I think I might.
All right. I don't think death is the answer for any of these callers, by the way.
Pucked.
All right.
You are pucked in the head.
To Costa Mesa and talk to our new friend, Rachel. She's on line 6. If she can talk to us, if she's not busy brushing her teeth.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi. How are you?
You are insane?
Apparently so.
What's your OCD thing?
So I basically have to brush my teeth about 15 times a day.
Oh. 15 times.
That's a ton.
That's like every hour that you're awake, right?
Yeah, basically I've been at work already for a couple hours, and it's been more than an hour, and I'm going insane.
Why do you think?
I don't know. I hate the flavor in my mouth that is just not minty fresh. So if I don't brush my teeth, then I have to have like a mint in my mouth or gum or...
What are you doing with your mouth that it's so dirty all the time?
You have a dirty
and
mouth.
Do you ever make it to Seattle?
Oh, Jesus.
Why? What were you thinking?
Come on.
Creepy.
Rachel, what are you doing that's making you feel unclean?
I just don't like the taste. I don't like the flavor in my mouth unless it's minty.
The flavor and of what in your mouth? Flavor of life?
Mouth flavor.
Yes. Okay, but mouth flavor. But also the problem with this is that now I have to, my dentist obviously has told me that you need to cut this out,
like, yeah, because all you have are nubs are left. That's all you've got.
No,
these little white nubs.
Saying. Like I have literally like brushed some of my gum away, like where the gums are, and so they have to graft into the top of my mouth.
Come on! Oh my god!
You know, I was feeling a lot better about myself when I was listening to that other caller.
You're awesome.
So Rachel, we're getting into actual Dr. Drew territory here because Rachel is someone who's doing physical harm to herself. This is like the people who wash their hands so much that they start to really damage the skin because it's too wet all the time. I mean, you gotta stop this.
I know, but how?
Well, you might need to go to a therapist or something.
Don't brush your teeth once.
Have them pull your teeth and get dentures.
Good.
I know, that's what they said. Like, if I don't stop and I don't graft my skin at one point, my teeth will just be, like, dangling.
How is that sentence funny to you?
And how are you still laughing about this?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What else am I supposed to do about it?
Stop it!
Check yourself into a home!
Get tied down to a bed! You're insane! Go to a facility! Stop laughing! You're mentally ill! Stop laughing!
Hey, real quick, before we talk to a Tom Cavanaugh about tonight's all-new Flash on the CW, we're talking about the OCD topic. We got some more. It's just unbelievable. Our listeners are the most honked-up people. Tarsilla writes in, I am constantly counting my fingers, toes, and teeth in patterns all day, every day. I don't think I will ever stop. What gross. Would cause you to continue to cause count your fingers and toes and teeth?
I don't know.
I mean, the number doesn't change, right?
Yeah, and you know for a fact the number's not going to change. That's
right.
The weird thing.
Eric writes in, if I purchase a cup of coffee at Starbucks, I have to line up the coffee lid opening with the label on the cup and the label on the sleeve so that they are all in line before I can drink it.
Seems like there's a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people that have to have the table set exactly right with everything straight and the salt and pepper.
A lot of stuff
has
with
to
numbers.
Be in a certain place. Yeah.
A lot of it has to be an even number if I'm paying for something, yeah. Gas or whatever. A lot of math involved in these type of
mm-hmm. Well, you remember when you guys were giving me a hard time because I give tips plus however many cents it needs to get the bill to an even number.
Totally forgot about that.
So yeah. I'll leave like a $7.36 tip if it'll get the bill to $40.
But what if it's a seven? What if getting to an even number is $7.37, which is an odd number? Can you get
that? That's okay. Because the bigger quest is to get the total cost of the bill to be $30
and
or whatever.
A worthy quest it is.
Oh,
Robin writes in, my wife has to put the same number of strokes of deodorant on each armpit or else she will start over. Christine, I eat my McDonald's french fries two at a time, and they have to be the same length or close to it. I don't know why. It's just easier to eat them in pairs, and they have to be the same size. Insert, that's what she said here. So our listeners, it's a miracle that any of them are still alive and functioning in society, and they're not all in a home in a rocking chair, right?
But, I mean, it is the crowd that we attract.
Right.
Exactly.
To be honest. Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:38.
How far away were you when that song ended?
I'm right here. Yeah. I don't like to step on the music. I like it to be heard the way that it is intended to be heard, Bean.
Here's the dance that goes on behind the scenes on the Kevin and Bean Show. Is Muggs is running the controls, and it gets to be like a minute out from the end of the song, and he gives Kevin a heads up. Kevin's sitting in his quote-unquote office, which is on a mat in the corner of the room. So Muggs is like, a minute, Kevin doesn't look up. Muggs is like, 30 seconds. Again, no sign whatsoever from Kevin that he's acknowledging it. 15 seconds, Kevin. Nothing. Hey, Kev, 5 seconds. Oh, he looks up. Oh, in this case, I don't know what happened, but nothing. The song was gone before he stood up.
No, it was still fading.
Right.
I feel good about it. I think it went well.
Well, you're not panicked, that's for sure. I got to give you credit for that. All right, Tuesday night means the CW's got the Flash. Here's what that's all about.
My name is Barry Allen. I am the fastest man alive.
When I was 11, my mother was murdered. I saw a ball of lightning. Inside the lightning was a man. He killed my mom.
I swear to God, I didn't do this.
Where's Mom?
What happened that night was impossible. Then an accident made me the impossible. You were in a coma.
For how long?
9 months.
Your muscles should be atrophied, but they're in a state of cellular regeneration.
I wasn't the only one affected, was I?
We've been searching for other metahumans like yourself.
That guy who's used the fancy word metahumans is actor Tom Cavanaugh. He plays Dr. Harrison Wells on The Flash, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Tom.
Hi there. How's everybody?
We are good.
It has been a million years since we talked to you on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's actually been 1,000,007, but yeah, let's.
It's got to be even.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, found out right up to the lowest million.
And you have been working nonstop. You have been on 500 TV shows since the last time we talked to you.
503, but like you said, round down to the nearest.
All right.
Exactly. Yeah. So why The Flash, Tom?
Well, when the network backs up the money truck, you just go. I'm kidding. I like The Flash. The Flash is, when you're growing up, you got comic books. You love comic books. And no one ever told you that at one point you're going to be able to do a comic book and get paid for it.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty awesome job to have. I've never really I consider myself a bit of a neophyte. I don't really, in the comic book world, I don't really know that much. I thought I knew so much when I was 14.
Right.
And then I go alongside the people who go to Comic-Con and the people who run our show, and I realize, I'm the dumbest guy in the room. But it's been
they can go really pretty fun. Darn deep.
Oh, man, they know, literally, they know. Like, it's it's embarrassing how much they know, you know, and it's like a colossal amount more than anything I know. But I will say, like, doing it, kind of getting exposed to all that stuff is very cool. It's been really fun.
Now, your character is a lying liar who lies. Is that correct?
It's a lying liar who lies, but he only lies because he's a liar.
Right.
Well, when you put it that way.
That's a good point.
Does that clear things up?
Because you're in a wheelchair for, you know, up until this point, and then you stand up, and everybody goes...
Spoiler alert, Kevin.
Sorry. Yeah, I stand up, and the music goes, dun-dun-dun, and everyone goes, what is he up to? And to answer that question, you got to keep watching.
Yeah.
So... all the people who are working for Dr. Wells, and again, Tom's character is the smartest guy in the world, they all think he's paralyzed, right? They all think he's in that wheelchair, has been for years, and will be for life.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what they think. And then the moment you allude to at the end of our pilot episode, when suddenly Dr. Wells goes into a secret vault and suddenly takes off his glasses and stands up out of the wheelchair, and we see... a hologram of a newspaper show up talking about the Flash in the year 2024. And suddenly everyone's like, what is going on? Which is kind of the question you should ask when you're reading a comic book. What is going on? You know, I mean, after all, it is entertainment. That's one of the things I love about this stuff is, like, every episode that we do has got some crazy spectacle and some kind of wild thing that if you were doing a normal hour long drama, you'd have to like justify somehow.
Right.
But we don't have to. You know, we're like, no, the guy can clone himself and he can be 8 million people and we can have a big fight scene like World War Z and that's gonna be awesome.
And everybody's gonna buy it that he just clones himself because that's the world we're in.
That's what happens. Yeah. So it's great. And that part of it is really, really fun.
It is. It's fascinating, by the way, and I don't know anything about technology or how television is made, Tom, but they have managed to make the Flash as realistic as the Flash can be. I mean, when he's zipping around all over Central City, I mean, you totally believe it. It doesn't look like cheesy special effects used to look back when they used to do these shows in the 70s.
No, it's a crazy, great point that you bring up. I sort of feel like those of us who are doing The Flash are completely indebted to the advances in technology, even in the last 5 years. I don't believe that if you were to try and shoot this show even 5 years ago that you could do it. You know, on a television budget, you know, and the effects that you have to capture the fact that he's the fastest man, to have those speed effects, I just don't know that you could do it as ably as they can do it now. And some of the stuff they can do is stunning, you know. So I think this is kind of like, you know, in terms of like, doing a comic book show, this is the right era to do them, and I sort of feel that's one of the reasons that genre is so popular right now.
Those of you that haven't seen this show or don't read the comics, he doesn't just run fast. It's not like you're watching a guy run faster than everyone else. You literally can't see him.
Yeah, he's 350 miles an hour, right? Or a second or something,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, I think they talk about it at some point in the second episode, which aired a night ago, and they say, aired like last week, and they say, he's running at 350 miles an hour, and that's not even going fast. He can't actually get up to, you know, above 600 miles an hour. And so when you think about that, when you think about a guy going 600 miles an hour, like, how do you shoot that?
Yeah.
And they, you know, a lot of it is the effect of, you kind of feel the blur go by, but a lot of the effect is, like, windows breaking and car alarms going off and buildings shaking and people's hair flying. And they just do a tremendous, I got to say, they really do a tremendous job. Every time I see it, I'm like, that's cool.
Now, in our remaining moments with actor Tom Cavanaugh here, we're talking about The Flash CW tonight at 8 o'clock. I know people will accuse me of being creepy, but I have to ask this question. Do you think The Flash would be excellent at lovemaking or terrible at lovemaking?
No, it's such a good question, and we debate it nonstop. I'm glad you brought it up.
I'll bet you do. And do you call it lovemaking?
What do you want me to say?
Sex.
The only time I call it lovemaking is when I'm on your radio show, but I think there's a time and a place for everything.
Okay. All right. So what's your verdict? What conclusion have you guys come to? Because The Flash, I mean, it doesn't always pay to be that fast.
Well, here's the thing. Just because the man can move quickly does not mean the man does not have stamina. And that should tell you that I come out firmly on the fact that he's probably very good at lovemaking.
Okay, because his heart, it's not like his heart rate goes through the roof or something like that. As fast as he goes, he still keeps it together.
Yeah, he can control. He can control his body.
Right, exactly. All right.
Right?
So Tom's coming down with a point for the jackhammer.
he's very, very, very tentatively trying to steer this conversation.
Yeah.
Into a place the lawyers don't have to get involved.
I gotta be honest, Tom. Not even I thought we were going to talk about lovemaking.
All right. Well, we're out of time anyway.
Good to talk to you guys, as always.
Fortunately, we're out of time, Tom is thinking right now. The Flash airs Tuesday nights. Hey, that's tonight at 8 on the CW. Let's not make it so long before the next time we have you on, sir. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, sir. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. Good talking.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:56.
Our old friend, comedian, actor, singer, Craig Robinson, joins us in studio right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. And don't forget, keep listening for your chance to win tickets for Festival Supreme. We've got those to give away a little bit later on. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Good morning.
It's Tuesday. That means it's new release day. Here's what you can pick up. Man on the Run by Bush. The deluxe CD is out today. Paperwork. Deluxe limited edition by T.I. Hold My Home by Cold War Kids. Melody Road by Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond's got a new CD out. That's Christmas to Me by Pentatonix. Nope. You don't get to put out a Christmas CD before Halloween.
I agree.
Do not allowed to do that.
Should be laws.
There's a reason Halloween comes in October. That is our line of demarcation. You have pre-Halloween, then you have post-Halloween. And post-Halloween is when you're allowed to get into the holiday stuff. Used to be Thanksgiving, but we let you slide. We let you slide, people who are desperate to sell things. We gave you post-Halloween. You must abide by those rules, or else society as we know it will crumble.
Have you been into any stores lately, Ralph?
I have not, no.
A lot of Christmas out there.
Well, it's goddamn people like you, Bean, who ruin it for everyone with your half Christmas and your three quarters Christmas and your 1/8 Christmas. It's your BS that has ruined it for everyone else. What do you have to say for yourself? That's what I thought.
I'm just saying the reason they release Christmas music this early is there are people who are in the holiday spirit already.
Who are those people? Those people buying Christmas music this time of year.
Good people, the right people.
Bean does that a lot. Buys it all year long. And listens to it all year long.
And, of course, the new Primus and the Chocolate Factory album by Primus.
It's even you're going to buy that, though.
You
right,
heard
Ralph?
Me right. It's Primus doing all covers of all the music from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That is a thing.
We may have to go through that.
That is a thing that happened, and it's now out, and you can get it. Speaking of music, why is Gwen Stefani a stealer? Why is she a stealer who steals?
Uh-oh. A stealer. Uh-oh.
She,
tell us what's...
She released this single, Baby Don't Lie, off of her new upcoming solo record.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there are claims that she ripped off the song from someone else.
Okay.
Twitter was exploding yesterday, saying that Gwen's new song sounds a little bit too much like Heartbreak Free by Swedish pop singer Jai Nielsen.
Okay.
You know who said that?
Jai Nielsen?
Swedish pop singer Jai Nielsen. Tweeted yesterday, people over the internet are saying Gwen Stefani's Baby Don't Lie sounds just like my previous single, Heartbreak Free. Do you agree? Tweeted Jai Nielsen.
There's a lot of pop music that sounds a lot alike. We all know that.
Well, we've found the evidence. We have compiled it.
Okay.
You be the judge.
Wait a minute. Can I get a little reverb on my voice for this segment?
Absolutely, yes.
You be the judge. All right, here's a little Gwen Stefani up front, and then Jai Nielsen right behind it. Here's Gwen. Here's the intro. Here it comes. Gwen Stefani. K-Rock.
We've been walking down this road for some time.
Okay, there's the intro for her song.
Got that?
Now here's Jai Nielsen. Jai Nielsen.
Jai.
K-Rock.
If I didn't know better, I'd say I love you.
That's not convincing.
All right, let's move on, shall we? Exhibit B, okay. Your Honor. Gwen Stefani.
We've been walking down this road for some time. And you love me good, no lie.
Jai Nielsen.
If I didn't know better, I'd let you touch me.
I mean, It's the same key.
Mm-hmm. It's similar.
Mm-hmm.
I say it is not a ripoff. I say Miss Gwen Stefani did not rip off the Swedish Singer.
All right.
That's my ruling.
Is it good, though? The
well,
song good.
That's a different topic.
All right. All right, well, give me a screw some reverb.
You were the judge.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Model Amber Rose is 31 years old today.
I have a protest.
Come on. How do you not find her hot?
I don't know, but I'm getting an awful lot. Look, we can get support for anything, but I'm getting an awful lot of support from listeners who are
think Amber Rose is not hot.
Not hot. I don't know. Look, there's something about her that's just weird. It's just, and it's not just the bald head. I can see past the bald head, and I think some people pull that off. That's not what bothers me. There's something about her that's weird looking, and I don't know what it is. I hate to be all Dave and Emily's nipples all up in this, but there's something weird going on with her.
Yeah.
Huh. But I gave her a bell, so everyone should be happy. Everyone right. wins.
Porn star Kim Kardashian is 34 years old today.
It's Kim Kardashian West.
I'm sorry, Kim Kardashian West, of course. Actor Billy Zabka, you know him as Johnny from The Karate Kid. Sweet delay, Johnny. He's 49 years old. Ken Watanabe's 55. And Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia herself, 58 years old today. Do you think she's good at making love in the Star Wars universe?
Did you hear that? That was crazy.
Creepy bastard.
What should I have said?
You know what? Just keep your creepiness out of it. That's what you should have done.
We didn't have to bring up sex, really.
You don't
really.
Have to bring up the Flash making love.
Ralph,
no need for that.
We have a 6-minute conversation.
Right.
Is there really room for sex?
You've been discussing comic book heroes your entire life. Tell me you and your friends don't have those discussions about what that superhero would be like in the real world having sex with a person.
In year 11, when we've discussed everything else about that superhero, maybe we get to that.
And
not in minute 6.
And your friends.
You're right, yes.
You're not
a stranger on the phone, on the radio. Creepy bastard.
I just thought it was an interesting topic.
Creepy alert. He works on the show.
Assumed he would have some insight into
it. I wonder what Princess Leia does with that lightsaber at night.
I didn't see that.
Twisted F. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Craig Robinson remix. I like
Sing
it.
Along.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, our friend, comedian, actor, singer, all-around great guy, Craig Robinson.
Hey! Good morning, everyone. Hey! Hello.
So this must happen to you everywhere you go, Mr. Robinson, but you walk in and Kevin immediately tries to get you to sell him a Dodge Dart.
Yes, it happens a lot. Mostly people say, can you get me a dart? Can you get me a dart? That's what I've been getting. And I'm like, I don't have a dart.
They don't even give you a dart?
They didn't give me a dart.
Well, you do the dart, you should get a dart.
Oh, they took care of me. It was fine. It was fine.
Okay. All right.
But you were telling us as you walked in the room that for your long, illustrious career in the Hot Tub Time Machine movies and on The Office and all the other, and your band, to come stand-up comedian, all the other stuff you've been doing for all the years, now all of a sudden everyone in America knows who you are as a result of these 30-second commercials that you do for Dodge Dart.
That's the guy from the commercial.
That's what I get more. More than anything.
More than anything, walking around, yes,
wow.
Yes. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, you
is
know,
it?
You get new fans, hey, it's a beautiful thing. You're the guy from the commercial. So, I mean, because that's in everybody, you know. Movies, you have to, you know, make time to go see.
Right.
Television program, you kind of select. Commercial, bam, it's right there. So I get that.
By
the
way, it's also really well done.
It
I mean, that, there's something unique about that, where most commercials are not really well done. This is fantastic and funny, and you guys are likable, and I want to buy a Dodge Dart.
Well, Jake Johnson.
Yes.
Amazing talent.
Awesome.
Met him the day we shot.
So you didn't know him before?
Didn't know him before.
Because you guys in the commercial look like you've been friends since you were born.
We like they're next door neighbors.
Fast friends. Yes. Yes. And Jody Hill from Eastbound and Down, he directed Eastbound Down. He wrote a bunch of those. He directed them. So it was like, it was this beautiful family coming together.
Now, what do you think of his weak-ass beard that he showed up with on the set compared to yours? Because you've got a luxurious beard.
I don't know why he was coming for me so hard, but
right?
Yeah, mine was pretty sexy, and I
you schooled him in the beard department.
He just used the word luxurious.
He did.
Point that out.
That was as long as my beard has ever been, by the way.
You strike me as like, I'm not just going to come out and say you're a hairy man, Craig Robinson, but I think you could grow a beard over a weekend if you needed to.
It took me a few months. I got to be honest.
Really?
It took me a few months, but I am quite hairy actually.
So. I would think a guy like you that is so recognizable from so many things, if there's a way to be a little bit more anonymous out on the street, and maybe that's growing a beard, I don't know. I would think that's something you'd look into just so you don't get hassled so much.
It's not so much a hassle. I mean, if anything, people are, you know, always giving the kudos. So that's a beautiful thing. It's like little flowers popping up everywhere, you know?
So you don't want to hide from that. Why would you?
Why would you want to hide from that?
So if people are going to approach you, at least they're approaching you with something positive to say, and that feels good.
Yes, yes, for the most part. Now, once you get to the internet, that's a different story.
Has anyone said on the internet, what's the worst thing that's been said about you?
Oh,
can you say it on the air?
No.
Okay.
I've read some terrible things. To point, like, you know, let me just stop reading this stuff, but... You know, it's all good.
When you look at the internet comments, particularly on any news story, you will be amazed that the Republic has survived this long. You really...
No kidding.
It's a miracle that we still have a civilization when you see what people write on the internet about their fellow Americans.
Yeah. I agree. I agree.
That's why you would have to ignore it. I imagine you really would have to stay away from it.
Yeah, but you can't be out here without developing a thick skin.
True.
And somebody so kind of bounces off you, you know?
Right. Now, Craig, you travel a lot with all of your many jobs, but you are in town right now, and part of the reason is you've got an awesome gig going on Friday night at the Mint. What's this all about?
This is Craig Robinson and the Nasty Delicious. This is me and my element. This is what I do. Looking forward to this one. I got my band out here, and we just did a thing with Seth Rogen this past Friday, so we're tuned up and ready to go.
Oh, you were on that Alzheimer's benefit?
Yeah, the Hilarity for Charity. We're the house band.
Fantastic.
That's incredible. So were you there when Seth sang with Belle Biv DeVoe?
I was on stage with them.
Was that amazing?
Jamming. Yes, it was amazing. I mean, Belle Biv DeVoe is BBD. That's the top, baby.
Did you just take a second and go, what is happening in my life this second?
You couldn't. You just had to be, you had to just thrust yourself in there. I think I photobombed the...
Nice.
They were taking a selfie with Seth and a photobombed.
Belle Biv DeVoe and Craig.
Yeah.
In the back.
We had Joseph Gordon-Levitt on last week, and he, of course, was also he would not tell us what song he was going to sing. You were the house band. What did you back up Joseph Gordon-Levitt on?
Oh, he did I'm Just a Girl.
The No Doubt song?
Yes. And he rocked it. And we did a little remix in the middle. And he, I shouldn't say that.
That's awesome.
But we did a little remix in the middle where he kind of talked to the crowd and we did like a little funky thing. It was dope.
That's incredible.
I'm going to ask him to come out this Friday. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be there, but I'm going to put the word out. We're going to put the feelers out.
Craig, your band, I know music is a passion of yours and has been since you were a little kid. People know you as an actor and as a comedian, but music is in your soul, and your band is great, right?
Thank you. My first love. Yes, absolutely. I grew up in a house where it was like a rehearsal studio. We had piano upstairs, piano downstairs, all the brass instruments and drums.
And everybody in the house played?
Everybody played in the house. Everybody played. So
that has to be a nightmare at certain times of the day. Let's be honest.
Who's playing the drums at midnight?
Actually, you know, it's funny. My father is the one who would be like 2 in the morning playing different instruments. My brother took that a step further when he started like to record and stuff like that. So you would hear bunk, 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 and then downstairs, do, 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 do. So it was just trying to sleep through that. That's probably why I have sleep trouble.
Are you ever going to make a proper album?
That is, yes. Yes,
the
short
answer. Oh, it's in the works is what he's saying.
Short answer is yes.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, we have to take a quick break. Craig Robinson is here. His band, The Nasty Delicious, is going to be playing at the Mint. This is going to be on Friday night. By the way, is this true that it is your birthday weekend? That's partly why you're doing it?
Yes. The Saturday is my birthday. So Friday night, of course, you know, we start at 11, so it's going to lead into, you know, there'll be a birthday celebration. So I'm thinking anything could happen that night.
That's fantastic. Pre-sale tickets are only $12. Tickets day of show, $15. It's at the Mint this Friday night with Craig Robinson. More in a moment right after this on K-Rock. Craig Robinson in studio with us. He is bringing his band, The Nasty Delicious, to the Mint. It's going to be this Friday night as you get an early start on Craig's birthday this weekend. Tickets on sale now, just $12 at themintla.com.
$12?
$12.
What's up
That's
with that?
That's all it is.
My birthday show. Come on.
Cheap.
I want the people to come.
We've seen you at April Foolishness, and it's awesome.
And April Foolishness. Play my intro.
It's awesome.
Oh, we don't have time for that. We're gonna skip
we might be able to bring that up.
We might need to find that.
I don't think
that's
so.
A great topic.
We want to talk to Craig.
Yeah.
What kind of songs are you doing Friday night, Craig?
We got some originals. We got some covers. I have some very special guests coming in. I got a young lady from Chicago coming in to do a little something for my birthday. It's whoever knows my act. It's my act plus. On acid plus.
Are you doing just drop the panties?
No, there's going to be some take your panties off without.
Okay, yeah.
Is that the one that you can't get out without playing? I mean,
that's his hit single.
You get mobbed, right?
People expect that one.
Yeah.
So that's coming out.
All right,
and we might have added something to that as well.
do any of your overzealous attendees ever pelt you with panties on the stage?
I've gotten some panties thrown at me, and I was recently in Afghanistan, and someone threw some boxers at me.
That's not quite as sexy.
I was like, are these standard issue panties?
I don't have any stories that begin with "I was just in Afghanistan." No. By the way,
but it was an infantry what do you call it? They signed it. Their whole company signed it. It was awesome.
Oh, that's fun. That's nice. Yeah.
Were you a USU tour?
Yeah, I went over there with Al Roker and Jay Leno and Eliza Schlesinger and Kevin Eubanks and some people from the Today Show.
Wow.
And Nicole Shabbat. And we went through Dubai, which is amazing. So clean. So futuristic. It's crazy.
Is that where you can ski indoors?
Yes, they have that indoor ski thing that we didn't have time to see, but we did go to a mall that might as well have been a city. And
they build them big over there, don't they?
Yes.
They have the biggest and the tallest of everything in Dubai.
Tallest building in the world.
That's right.
In the world.
Yeah.
And then went to Afghanistan. We were there for a day, and we hung out with the soldiers, and they were thrilled. And we actually, a rocket launched on us. They launched a rocket at us while we were there. So
really?
Everybody hit the deck. It was.
And when they're hitting the deck, you must really.
Yeah. And they actually
fill your pants,
coach you. Like when you get off the plane, it's like, if you hear this sound and you know, everybody hits the deck, woo, woo, woo. So you're not expecting that to happen, but it happened. And they didn't have to coach you, you know, cause once you see the whole 1,000 soldiers jump to the ground, you do it too.
Yeah, I would guess so. Yeah.
Wow. How close did the rocket come to where you guys were?
I don't know. I don't know. I think they might have even intercepted it, but I do not know. They just saw it coming and launched the signal.
Wow. All right. Did you find that audio beer mug?
Yeah, I got it.
We have it.
Can you stick around, Craig? Because we want to talk to you some more. One more break.
I have a.
Do you have something?
Yeah, I got one more break. Yeah,
oh, that's okay. All right.
Sure thing.
Do you want to hear the intro though first?
Oh yes, please.
This is April Foolishness.
Hey everybody. I may be a little drunk.
Where did Wilson even come from?
Because
Lisa?
I was going to introduce Kevin Nealon and his character on, what was the show?
Weeds?
He was on?
Weeds?
Yeah, on Weeds. I think his character's last name was Wilson. So I had a whole thing planned, but then I had vodka.
That's a bit of a stretch there.
That's how it happened. And I didn't think about, then I realized as people were coming up, they were saying, give it up again for, and I didn't know people were doing that. This was like my first time, and so I was like, oh, okay, give it up for, and then it was all over.
Whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah, at least I realized something was wrong. I just didn't know what.
You know every time I'm here, that's going to happen.
I do know that.
It needs to happen. Look, she was on vacation. That's the honest truth is she was on vacation. She went to April Fool's, and she's like, I don't even have to work next week, so I'm going to drink. And that's
right. That's what happened.
And then that's what happened.
And she did. All right. We got to take a quick break and then more with Craig Robinson. You can stick around. You got like 10 more minutes, Craig? You cool?
I got 10 minutes, and then I'm going to shoot, but I got 10 minutes, and thank you so much for having me.
And, of course.
You know, let me come on and do this.
Nasty Delicious with Craig Robinson at the Mint. Friday night tickets are on sale now. TheMintLA.com. We'll be right back on K-Rock. Stoned in paradise. Shouldn't
talk about it. Shouldn't talk about it. Tomorrow at this time, that band, Milky Chance, will be singing live.
Nice.
On the Kevin
and
Abbey
they
show.
Can tell us what their real name is.
Yep.
Because I know they're not settled on Milky Chance. I know that for a fact.
I think they may be.
Craig Robinson and the Nasty Delicious playing Friday night at the Mint in Los Angeles. Tickets on sale now for just $12. That's going to be this Friday night. Please buy them at themintla.com. Craig, we can't let you go without asking because we all love the Hot Tub Time Machine so much. You are done with Hot Tub Time Machine 2. It's in the can, right?
It's in the can, ready to go. We actually finished up not too long. We did some reshoots, which is why I had to cut my beard. But
where do we travel to in this movie?
Oh man, we went to the future. I think we can safely say that.
Went to the future.
The trailer's
okay.
out.
Okay.
So yeah, we go to the future, and then please don't ask me anymore because I'm afraid I'll lose my.
Not sure what you can say. What
I don't,
you can't
I don't
say.
Know what I can say. Yeah. This is, I'm not ready. I haven't been prepped.
who's in the movie?
Well, we have a new addition in Mr. Adam Scott.
Oh, no, I love him. Adam Scott and New Edition are both going to be in the movie?
Just Adam Scott. Maybe we'll get a Adam New Scott, Edition okay. track. And Jillian. I can't think of her last name. Jillian from Community.
Oh, Jacobs, yeah. right?
Jillian Jacobs, yes.
Right?
Yes,
the community. And Chevy Chase, too.
She's in there, yeah. Well, Chevy was an original.
Yeah,
Chevy
right. But he's back.
He's back, yes.
Jessica Parra is back from Mad Men, who you were in the hot tub with in the Woo! First movie.
We wish.
Which had to be the greatest moment of your career.
It was pretty surreal. I've never been more professional, I think. I had to really, you know.
You had to really concentrate on being professional?
Yeah, but she's a sweetheart. We had fun with it.
Well, that's coming out
did
on
you say, hey, I didn't feel good about that one. Let's do another take.
Kept flubbing the lines. Whoops.
Sorry.
Gotta do it again.
Is it a little bit weird, though, that she was an unknown in the hot tub with you in the first movie, and now she comes back and she's Mrs. Don Draper, well, soon to be ex-Mrs. Don Draper. I mean, it's kind of weird that she's gotten so popular.
She is popular, but she's not in this one.
Oh, she's not. She's not. I'm sorry. I thought she was coming back for the second one as well.
No,
okay, gotcha.
She's not in this one.
Hey, speaking of attractive women, we need a ruling from you, Craig, before you go.
Talk to me.
Amber Rose.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Really?
He said yes.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
then he said yes, yes, yes.
He did. Thank you, Lisa. Well, we can
yes.
hear him.
Lister Omar writes in and agrees with me that she's not hot, says she looks like the Gerber baby. And that's maybe there's something about her. There's something creepy about Amber Rose. You just look at her and you just see fine.
I think she's pretty sweet.
Okay. She doesn't – I don't think it's normal hot, but she's unique hot.
Maybe it just scares you a little, Bean.
I just see hot. I don't know.
Okay. All right, and now you're a show business veteran. You're in Hollywood. You know how Hollywood people do. Please bring up the picture of Renee Zellweger that was posted this morning, and we need your help on understanding what's going on here exactly.
She doesn't look like the Renee Zellweger
at all.
At all.
No.
Like does that look like a plastic surgery
it
thing,
is.
Or does that look like an accident thing, or a radiation thing, or what?
She's missing
that little. She had a little, for lack of, like this cuteness, squirrel-like cuteness she's missing.
Her eyes were mostly closed and now they're mostly open.
Right.
I know that.
Is that an eye lift?
I mean, she doesn't look bad.
She looks great, but if you looked at that picture, I wouldn't have identified her. I would have said, I don't know who she is, but she's hot.
I'd say it's an eyelid. She had her eyelids done and maybe a brow lift.
I don't know. I can't tell that stuff. But she looks good.
She does look good.
But she doesn't look like her. But that happens.
Can I say something?
Of course. You're the guest.
This creepy thing happened, okay?
Okay.
My 3-year-old, okay? Now tell me this. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, but I don't know anything about numbers, whatever. But 3 times, okay? My 3-year-old comes to me. It's 9 p.m. What's today?
Today's Tuesday.
Okay, so Saturday.
Okay.
9 p.m. Dada, can I cereal? Can I have cereal? Can I cereal? I said, no, baby. It's, you know, you're supposed to be asleep. We get cereal in the morning, okay? Okay, Dada. Okay. So Sunday, 9 p.m.
What?
On the dot. Dada, can I cereal? Baby, you're supposed to be asleep. We get cereal in the morning, okay? With breakfast. Okay, go to sleep. Okay, Dada. Okay.
Didn't happen last night.
Last night.
It didn't happen
last
night.
Swear to God, 9 p.m. Dada, can I cereal? Baby, you have cereal for breakfast right now. Go to sleep. Okay, Dada. And I just...
What's your question?
It was creepy.
Well, you're not feeding your baby enough.
No, I'm feeding. It's creepy.
This child is waking up hungry.
But you're saying 9 p.m. exactly. And a 3-year-old can't tell time, so clearly it's...
I don't know. It's just creepy to me. And people are like, why is it creepy? Because I don't have any kids.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Craig Robinson and the Nasty Boys.
Hey, we'll see y'all this Friday at the
Mint. Friday night at the Mint. Go to themintla.com. Thank you, Craig. We love you.
Don't wait till Friday to get tickets. Yeah. Get there about 10 o'clock. Mwah.
You're the best. Thank you.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Ralph, did you see Mr. Bingenheimer out there? Has he arrived already? Is he ready to take on the jokesters?
Yeah, he's doing one-armed push-ups, which I thought was strange.
I'm sorry, Rodney is?
Yeah, one-armed push-ups.
One-armed push-ups. He's just getting prepped to come in here and go on the radio.
He's up like 75 of them. I don't know. He just keeps cranking them out. It's nuts.
One for every year he's been alive. Here's what's happening is that we have tickets to Festival Supreme, which is the greatest comedy lineup in history. Everybody is going to be there at the Shrine Expo Hall, Workaholics and Bill Hader and Cheech and Chong and the great Tenacious D and Drunk History on stage and more. Tickets are available on sale that you can buy right now for that, or you can win them from the Kevin and Bean Show if you can stump Rodney. Now, Kevin, what's your understanding on how this works?
Well, they call up with a joke, and Rodney is the joke machine, so you can't get anything past him.
You stump Rodney the joke machine?
It's stump Rodney the joke machine. Okay. Yes, it is. You tell the beginning of the joke, and Rodney will finish it.
Yeah. Well, it went so well last time, I think we should
do it
again.
That's why we're trying it again.
And if you're able to stump Rodney the Joke Machine, call right now 1-800-520-1067, and you might win tickets for that thing that we call Festival Supreme. Ralph's here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Hey, remember Guardians of the Galaxy?
From like 2 months ago? Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that old movie?
Yep.
They're rebooting it. It's coming out with a brand new cat. No, I'm just kidding. A plot point that was significant in that film was the Awesome Mix, Volume 1, the mixtape.
Yes.
That Star-Lord carries with him that his mother gave him way back in the day, right? Well, on November the 17th, you'll be able to get it on cassette.
All right!
Because you remember in the movie, that's how he had it. He had a Walkman, and he listened to it on cassette.
Who has a cassette machine?
That's what I'm wondering. But
cassettes are coming back, you guys, with the hipsters.
Oh, really?
Do you have a cassette machine, B?
I mean, I've never stopped having a cassette machine, so I still have one. Yeah.
Why?
Because he's the ultimate hipster.
I'm the opposite of a hipster. No one's less hip than I am. Come on, you guys know that.
No,
it's for radio air checks and things like that I have on cassette. I just like to have a way to play them.
All right.
But if you go into any independent record store today, Ralph, you will see a section, and it gets bigger every year, of cassettes. I mean, people are making cassettes now, like you're talking about with Guardians of the Galaxy. People will want it on that format.
Well, the
open
cassette
up a blog.
Will only be available from the November 17th through December the 31st. So if you want it on cassette, you'll have to act quick and pick it up. But I'm going to be there for you. Huh.
I don't get any of that. I don't get... Even the album.
I don't either. For music, I don't get it at all. I understand why people like vinyl. I don't get eight tracks.
Vinyl.
I don't get cassettes. It's not a good way to listen to music. It's just not.
8 tracks are the best way to listen to music. Because there was a time where a song would be interrupted in the middle of it, and it would switch channels, and then you would pick up the song on the other side of the switch.
That's right.
It would fade out.
Yes.
The song would fade out.
You hear like... You hear this giant noise, and it would switch to another track, and then it would fade back up again, and the second half of the song would play.
The artist must have hated
that. It was madness that we ever accepted that. We stood by and allowed that to happen.
That's a terrible idea.
There should have been rioting in the streets when music was released in that format.
Is anyone releasing 8 tracks today?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, let's ask Captain Airchecks. He's got his 8-track machine revved up there on the island for listening to commercial
stuff.
Spots.
There are plenty of people who collect 8-tracks. But I don't know of any new ones that are being made today.
I think Beans probably has cart machines also around his house, too.
Oh, from the old radio
so
days?
So he can play his commercials.
Beans' favorite thing about radio, and this is weird, I don't know that we've ever talked about it, is his commercials.
The live read. The live read. Mm-hmm. Loves the live read.
I don't...
Which comes as a shock to our sales department. But believe it or not, Beans loves the live read, loves reading commercials. Not ours, obviously, other people's, but...
It's odd.
It's odd.
It's an odd thing to like.
Sharknado 3!
Yes.
Sharknado 3!
Yeah! Hot girls on the morning, what's going on? Hot girls on the morning, gonna have some fun.
Hot fudge, holy moly, Sharknado's coming back. Sci-Fi Network tweeted yesterday, it's official. Sharknado 3. The Sharknado 3 is going to be a series of Sharknados up and down the eastern seaboard.
Okay.
From Washington, D.C. to Orlando, Florida, Sharknado 3 takes on the Feast Coast.
We're going to die!
You didn't. Did they say
what
that
they tweeted?
Feast
the
Coast?
Feast Coast. Up and down the Feast Coast, Sharknados will be striking the eastern seaboard in Sharknado 3.
Go, 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 go. Run away from the Sharknado. It's your greatest foe, foe, foe. Don't want to get eaten by Sharknado.
Any word on whether Tara Reid is going to grace us with her presence on this one?
No word yet whether who will be returning to the franchise.
Same director, same writer?
New cast, apparently, yes.
Okay, good.
But no word on who's cast yet. And I believe it'll be next summer, which will be after Lavalantula. So it may Lavalantula may just steal the thunder of Sharknado. I'm just
wow,
saying.
It is on already for next summer.
Just saying, between me and the Goot
sure,
fighting giant spiders, I don't think Sharknado has a chance, quite frankly.
Lavalantula.
And, Tanoff Switler is just horrible.
The best.
The worst,
the worst
in every
on every in every level.
I was auto-correcting on Taylor Swift is, and I just said the best. So I guess I was wrong this time. Yeah.
She's got this 1989 album coming out. Her next single from that has been released called Welcome to New York. It's really not good. Bean, even you have to admit this is not good, right?
It's maybe my least favorite Taylor Swift single. So
ever
far.
In the history of all singles she's ever made?
I think it might be.
Yeah, it's bad.
But still, that's getting like a 75% from you because it's her.
Yeah, someone tweeted me, you talk a lot about Taylor Swift for someone who doesn't like her. I think you really like her. I said, you know, Churchill talked a lot about Hitler, too, during the Second World War. Doesn't mean they were pals.
I know you don't really
that's a
care
good comparison.
What,
thank you.
What
uh-huh.
I think, but I don't need Taylor to sound like everything else that's on the radio. I don't need her to be doing this kind of dance, you know, disposable dance pop synth music.
Nah,
there's plenty of other people doing that.
No, you need her,
what she does.
Her deep, meaningful songs.
Yeah, I think she has.
I wear glasses, she wears sneakers. You need that stuff.
She's had a point of view that she's expressed in a lot of her songs. It's very personal to her, and that's what I enjoy about her. But
the view of a 13-year-old girl.
Yep. I'm not feeling Welcome to New York so much yet.
Here's the track.
He said yet, by the way, which means he's going to listen to it a lot.
Right. When we first dropped our bags on apartment floors, took our broken hearts, put them in a drawer. Everybody here was someone else before, and you can want who you want. Boys and boys and girls, welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you, welcome to New York.
Zero for effort. Zero for style, zero for star quality.
Right.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
Okay. Wow, the idea of New York being a place where you can make a fresh start, where you, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. She really has an original point of view. Because that thing about New York really hasn't been subject matter for film and television since, 1930, when they started doing it. God, I hate her.
I'm with you. Sounds like you like her.
Because he's talking
about her so much.
We will never surrender.
My Winston Churchill impression.
They'll get a lot of, opportunities for that.
Never. I have too many. I have so much to serve you.
Sounds
was great.
Thank you, Cat's Mom. Today's celebrity birthdays: Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, 58 years old today. Ken Watanabe, 55 years old. William Zabka from The Karate Kid, Sweep the Leg, 49 years old today. Porn star Kim Kardashian is 34 years old.
It's Kim Kardashian West.
Ouch, I keep forgetting that. Sorry, porn star Kim Kardashian West is 34 years old today. And model Amber Rose. Ugh.
Come on.
God. That was a bell, you guys. She got her bell. It's in the record. Level.
She's 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's ready. It was like a quarter of a second. Come on, Rodney. Keep it together. Be professional. You okay, Rodney? Come on, man. Come on, pull it together. We're having fun, right?
It's a good start. All right.
Hey, listen.
Rodney on the Rock Show. You're listening to Rodney on the Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Coming up next, Gaja Goo Goo.
Nope. Actually, it's not happening.
They're going to be here on the show to talk about their new album.
Let me explain why you're here, Rodney. Although you are a legendary rock and roll DJ, you've been on KROQ for 40 years. And I know you love the old music.
The Pope.
Particularly the 80s music and 80s references, apparently. We are going to use you to help us give away a couple of pairs of tickets to the Festival Supreme. It's going to be Saturday night at the Expo Hall. What?
You're just excited about it?
Really? Yeah,
so you understand the concept and you're happy?
I know what a festival is.
Okay. All right. So this doesn't have anything to do with music. Right. We don't need any 80s references, but we do want you to listen up because listeners are going to try to stump you with a joke. They're going to give you the first half of a joke, and then you provide the punchline. If you don't know it, they go into the drawing. They might win the tickets, okay?
Echo and the Bunny Men.
We call this Rodney the Joke Machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Rodney the Joke Machine. It is Rodney Bingenheimer. He likes to tell a lot of jokes. You would not think that this dude is a really funny guy. Any joke and he will tell you what the punchline is. And that's how he got his nickname, Rodney the Joke Machine.
Hey! He's Rodney the Joke Machine. The Joke Machine. He's Rodney.
Nice.
You pointed to me to start talking in the microphone. You hadn't turned the microphone on.
And I didn't turn the mic on. That happened.
That was funny.
That's how it rolls.
I pointed right at Rodney.
Like, go now.
And he started talking.
Started talking and the microphone was
mic
not
was not on.
On.
That,
nope.
That happened.
That
all right. 1-800-520-1067. Try to pay very close attention to the callers, Rodney. We're going to go with Richard in Anaheim on line 4 to get us started. He's going to give you the setup to a joke. You provide the punchline. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
What's the first part of the joke?
Oh, awesome. Why do they call it PMS?
Spandau Ballet. All right.
What do you mean, all right? Is it Spandau Ballet,
Godhead.
Richard?
It is not Spandau Ballet.
The answer is?
Because mad cow disease was already taken.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent. Excellent.
What a joke.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, again, the point isn't the quality of the jokes. That's not what's up for discussion here. It's whether Rodney knew the joke or not.
Right.
In this case, I'd have to say he didn't, so Richard is in the drawing.
All right. Let's go to Jessica in Canoga Park. Hi there.
Hi.
All right.
Rodney.
Yes.
What do you call a Jamaican gynecologist?
Kid Creole and the Coconuts.
It's Pokemon.
Technically,
right.
The joke doesn't
that
have to be funny, right?
Godhead.
That's right. That's what we decided.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought it was hilarious.
Oh. You're in.
Pokemon.
Jessica is in the drawing. Yeah.
Right.
Pokemon. How about Loyanne, I want to say, maybe on line 6 in Winnetka?
Is your name Loyanne?
Yeah. It's Loyanna.
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 Good morning, party people.
All right.
Hi.
Well,
you're on with the great
Rodney
Bingenheimer.
Yay. So, Rodney, what kind of cheese do Mexicans like the most?
Psychedelic furs.
Is there a psychedelic fur cheese?
Yeah.
I don't think so. What's the answer, Lavani?
It's cheese. You know, boobies.
We get it.
All right.
What's happening here?
Are all the other jokes taken? Is that what, I mean, what are people just making them up while they're on hold? What's happening?
I don't know. I kind of like that one.
All right. Let's try Adam in Encino. He's on line 7.
Really good.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Yeah.
Okay, what's Forrest Gump's computer password?
All right.
What is Forrest Gump's computer password? How does that joke end, Rodney?
Ends with haircut 100. All right.
Not quite.
What's the punchline?
One Forrest one.
One Forrest
that's kind of funny.
One.
Yes, all right. All right.
I get it.
That was an actual joke.
Good. Yeah. I like it. I like it.
Level hey, Roddy, 42.
Again, I don't understand what haircut 100, level 42. What do they have to do with Forrest Gump's password?
Stars on 45.
Just things with words and numbers? Is that what you're going for? Is those are passwords that people would choose?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think we have time for maybe one more.
All right. What did I win?
You're not going to win anything. Let's try. Wow. Do you want to try Daniel online or is that
not really
risky?
I really don't want to.
Do you want to try Stephen
in Walmart? Daniel. let's really,
Daniel. Rodney?
Yeah, he sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Hey, Daniel.
What's up, Rodney? What's up, guys?
Daniel in Echo Park. Echo Park.
I want to keep these great jokes rolling. Rodney, what's brown and rhymes with Snoop?
Poop.
Wait, you got it. What happened?
No, it's Dr. Dre.
See, because
Dr. Dre.
See, that's a misdirection right there.
That sure is. Nice. That's an excellent joke.
That is.
Well done. Well done.
Excellent joke. All right, you are in the drawing. You may not win, but you might. So we'll see what happens. Richard, Jessica, Loyana, Adam, and Daniel. Only one can win tickets for Festival Supreme at the Shrine Expo Hall this Saturday night. Who's it going to be, Lisa?
Twins.
Daniel.
Yeah. Daniel.
Daniel was the last guy that told us the joke. Congratulations, Daniel.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you there.
I like poop. He's Rodney, the joke machine, the
joke machine. He's Rodney. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
That Hozier, by the way, impressed the hell out of me when he was in last week.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Boy, was he great. Nice guy, fun interview, but his performances in the Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock were just phenomenal. He did two songs down there. We have it up at krock.com. You should always be checking it out. In the Kevin Bean section, you can see those videos. You can see the recent Weezer performances. Travis Barker stopping by yesterday. A lot of good stuff up at krock.com. Ralph is here. Time for our final look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday. What's going on?
John Wick's going on. That's what's going on. John Wick. The movie John Wick, starring Keanu Reeves, playing an ex-hitman who comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that take everything from him. You wouldn't like him when he's angry, John Wick. Alfie Allen also stars. If you'd like to go, we're having a screening tonight at the AMC Century City Theater. So if you can't go tonight, don't bother calling. But if you want to, call me now, 1-800-520-1067. Two pairs of tickets will go to the first two callers through at that number. John Wick is in theaters everywhere October the 24th, so check it out. Sad news. Gerard Parks has passed away. The 90-year-old actor had been around a long time. Roles in Muppet Family Christmas and Shining Time Station, the Boondock Saints. Played the Doc, the bar owner. With Tourette syndrome from that movie, if you remember that film at all. But he was also known for another doc. He was the only human character on Fraggle Rock. He was the inventor with a dog, Sprocket, who lived in the apartment with a small hole that led down to Fraggle Rock.
You should see how vacant Kevin's eyes are right now.
Kevin, Fraggle Rock!
I never watched that.
Me neither.
You never watched Fraggle Rock?
Never watched
it. What's wrong with you people?
I don't know. I had a life. I don't know.
One of the best shows ever, Fraggle Rock.
Okay.
Sprocket and Doc.
Okay, look, what do you want me to tell you? I didn't watch it.
You're wrong and bad.
Well, I can be wrong and bad. I can't be wrong, but I can be bad.
You are wrong. We're all sad. The Doc is gone now.
All right.
Down in Fraggle Rock. Down in Fraggle Rock.
You can say that a lot of times.
Well, I guess we're all just waiting for you to hit the button. So you're...
Quite a theme.
And that was, if I remember correctly, it was 80s, mid-80s, and it was a Jim Henson show, like the Muppets, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were Muppets, right?
They weren't Muppets. They were Fraggles.
They weren't they technically Muppets? Okay.
They were puppets. They were puppets.
They weren't puppets. They were Fraggles.
Well, what's a Fraggle? It's a puppet.
People live down Fraggle Rock. Get your cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play. Down Fraggle Rock. Down to Fraggle Rock.
Did I miss something big? Do I need to go back and pick
Fraggle Rock, apparently. He had just turned 90 years old. Had
Well, we have to get Doc on.
So he passed away.
Oh, too late.
Sad news, man. We love Fraggle Rock. Well, some of us.
Yes, we did.
Those of us who had hearts, not you three.
How dare you?
And he was so young, too.
I'm not even going to bother bringing people meaningful stories anymore.
About losing him so young.
You don't know,
and he probably
man.
Had so much great work ahead of him.
Yeah, I'll do some stories you people can appreciate.
All right, good.
My Little Pony's being made to a movie. All you bronies and Pegasisters, be happy that My Little Pony, the movie, is coming your way. 2017, so circle the date.
The entire year?
Yeah.
Okay.
The new one's going to be out every day for 2017. Sharknado 3 has been announced from Sci-Fi Network. They tweeted yesterday, breaking, it's official. From D.C. to Orlando, Sharknado 3 takes on the Feast Coast.
See what they did?
It's going to be a series of Sharknados up and down the eastern seaboard there. So, from D.C. to Orlando.
So they're going to fight them, and they think they win, but they don't.
And another one pops
just
up.
Move.
If a Sharknado hits Florida, though, how will they know? How will they know any devastation has happened there?
That's a good question.
And congratulations, Ringo Starr is the new face of Skechers.
What?
Ringo Starr is the new spokesperson for Skechers footwear.
Because when you think of Ringo Starr,
you think of comfortable shoes.
Well, I don't get that.
I don't either. But he is the new face of Skechers. He's not the new face of anything, really.
It doesn't seem like a 70-year-old is going to appeal to the target audience for Skechers.
I know. For Canes. Maybe you should sell Canes or something.
Yeah. That's a
strange... Metamucil, but it is Skechers.
Huh.
And Tyra Banks has a new talk show. It'll be out next fall. Daily Variety says all of ABC's owned and operated stations will pick up the syndicated show called The Fab. You're watching The Fab. Fab will go up against The Talk and The View and The Chew and The Real.
But this is totes
and
fab.
The Taint.
I'm sorry, is that a show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's over there on the Oxygen Network.
Take it if you know it.
Tyra Banks is a big fat whore.
Tyra is a whore, a big fucking whore.
Down
Will
to Fraggle
you
Rock.
My big fat ass.
Down to Fraggle Rock. Doc's dead. Who's going to feed Sprocket?
I can't answer that question. I have no idea what you're saying.
Down to Fraggle Rock.
Get your cares away. Worries for another day. Let the music play. Down to Fraggle Rock.
Beer Mug is never more enthusiastic than right there clapping in that song.
He loves Fraggle Rock. We all love Fraggle Rock, except
yes,
for you
did.
Three heartless
yes.
bastards.
I didn't know about it and choose not to watch it. I just never saw it.
Today's celebrity birthdays. By the way, all day long, been celebrating William Zabka's birthday.
Yeah.
Not his birthday.
Sweet. What?
Nope. Yesterday. Yesterday was his birthday.
Okay.
So apologies to William Zabka, the Zabka family. All the generations of Zabkas that came before.
Not my fault.
It is your fault, Dave, the King of Mexico.
It's 100% Dave's fault.
It's all your, one of your few daily activities is to make up this list of birthdays.
Does it go Beer Mug and then Dave?
Yes.
In the mistake category, or am I up there?
Oh, you're up there.
That's a
oh,
that's
you're up there. That's oh, good. You're up there,
all
Norton.
Right.
Okay. So, William Zabka's birthday was yesterday. Happy belated birthday, William Zabka. Amber Rose is 31 years old today. That's better. That's better.
All right, don't take it easy.
Porn star Kim Kardashian turns 34.
It's Kim Kardashian West.
I apologize.
Not my fault.
That actually is not your fault. Ken Watanabe turns 55, and Princess Leia herself, Carrie Fisher, who's now currently hard at work at the next Star Wars movie, 58 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take care, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean Show, Adam Carolla will be here with This Week in Rage.
Down at Fraggle Rock.
We have a brand-new Internet Roundup. We have some live music from Milky Chance. And we have Jake Gyllenhaal tomorrow.
Wow.
Seems like a pretty good show.
Yeah.
I might check that out tomorrow morning on all-new Kevin and Bean.